Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
So Melissa's right. Why do we continue to do these? Like, they always seem like a great idea in the post-show meeting, but then it gets time to do them, and I'm like, what?
And somebody's out of the show the rest of the time.
So let's not do it.
Someone's going to be hurt. It's probably going to be you.
I've never been hurt by these.
I know you haven't.
And when coming up with these questions, I wanted mine to be like the best uncomfortable questions, so they were really good. But then I'm like, why did I just do that?
Because you could get it.
I don't want to
answer. Tracy, by the way,
it.
Said yours were the best worst.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so congratulations.
Wendy went deep on this one.
I wanted to win the competition. Great. That wasn't really a competition, but now I'm regretting it.
Well, it was a tricky assignment because you had to write questions that were going to be uncomfortable for others, but not so uncomfortable that if you got your own question, you had to answer it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, is it possible for us to hurt our own feelings in this game?
Yes.
Possibly.
I'm offended by this question, and I wrote it.
Should we just go right in order?
Yeah.
Oh, let's start. Yeah.
Do you want to say where it came from? Hmm? Do you remember where it came from?
Torture and hell.
Wasn't one of your wives or one of your friends' wives?
It was somebody who asked a question about, and then Bert brought up that question where Jessica asked me to compare her ass to some other girl's ass when we were walking to the mall.
No, it was the one where if your wife came to you and said, right. If I wasn't here and you had to hook up with
That's
one of
right.
my friends, mm-hmm. who would it be?
Right.
And you have to answer it. Like, which one of your wife's friends you would want to make out with?
And it's going to be an uncomfortable...
Yeah.
And you really don't want the answer.
Why even ask that kind of question?
Right.
Right.
You know.
All right, Jeff, since you are unbreakable, why don't you go first?
That's it.
Oh, a cup of doom.
Don't I draw it and read it?
Or Bert's going first.
Or I'm going to. If you had to call one member of the show to bail you out of jail, who would you call and why?
Tracy.
Why?
Because she's the one who would not be drunk.
She'd be like, I can't leave my baby. There's no chance I'm leaving my baby.
She'd bring her baby to jail.
That was an easy question.
See,
obviously, wasn't yours.
I was writing nice ones.
Oh, that was yours?
Are we going to get to the point now where we just own our question?
Oh. Sorry, Jen.
Okay, what is this one?
Which Bert Show member do you like the least and why?
Oh.
That's uncomfortable. The least and why?
I like the least. God, I don't like anybody the least.
Do you count? Are you counting interns?
Because current or former? Because I can pick out some former ones real quick.
Ones we haven't talked to in 5 years, so there's nothing uncomfortable about it at all.
Say Jamie Massey.
Does it have to be? Who wrote it? Does it have to be current?
If we are trying to make this as uncomfortable as we can for each other, I think it's got to be one of us.
It's got to be a current
one
employee.
Of the five?
Yeah.
I don't really like any of you guys the least. I would say. I mean, I just.
You look uncomfortable.
Well, that's a crappy question.
It is a crappy question.
It's an uncomfortable question. I'm trying to think, because the first thing that came to my mind was Jeff, but I like Jeff the least in certain situations because he is the most honest with me, and it makes me squirm the most. So I would say sometimes when Jeff is bitingly honest, it gets mean, and it hurts my feelings sometimes. So I would say I would like Jeff's advice the least, but it's probably the best because it's the most honest. Does that make any sense?
That's a good answer. That's
Real
good
talk, answer. Yeah. That's a good safe answer.
That was a safe answer.
Mm-hmm. Like when you sat me down at Sean's that night And after we had had lots of beer that day.
That made me uncomfortable.
And you were like really, really harsh. It was really, really great advice, like relationship advice and just life advice to me. But it kind of stung for days.
If I were you, Jeff, I'd take that as a compliment. Like if there's somebody in your life that you could totally trust no matter what, even if they hurt your feelings about it, but they'll give you brutal honesty, that's a person you keep close to.
Bert, just so you know, going forward, that I will take any criticism of me and manipulate it into a compliment.
I don't have to do it for you.
You don't have to give me that advice, Captain. I got it.
I wouldn't have been able to think that fast. I'm very proud of you.
That was good.
Well, because it's not like I really love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really love everybody in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I know.
Oh.
What?
I think you've shown me.
I don't know what that means.
Just know that she loves me.
Well, what? I just want to modify my answer to say I would call Tracy to bail me out of jail, and I certainly will not call Jen now. Because she'll be like, oh, really? Well, you have a good time there in the drunk tank as I recollect our conversation at Sean's.
Melissa, have you had a sexual dream about another Burt Show member? Who?
I had a sexual dream about Jen since we've been on the show, but it didn't go
this
real.
Morning?
It didn't go.
How was
not this
I?
Morning. It didn't go. It didn't go real it. Far. It was the. It was the. Got there and then I woke up before any action.
Oh, don't you hate that?
But that's on. I'm trying to think if I've had a sex dream about anybody else. In the
Did
room.
You try to put yourself back to sleep so you could be in the same situation?
I don't have to answer a follow-up question.
Wait. Can I ask a follow-up question?
It's like a Senate hearing. You're looking for counsel.
No comment.
In your dreams, did I have bigger boobs?
I don't have a problem with your boobs.
Oh, man. I was just hoping at least in somebody's dream I could have good boobs.
She's more offended by that you don't have a problem with her boobs or anything else.
Man.
Wendy.
Good Lord.
I hope Wendy draws one of her own just to teach her a lesson about really, really investing in these events.
I have a feeling this one came from Wendy. If you could take back your virginity from your first partner, would you?
Oh.
I'll call myself my question out. Yeah.
That is your question.
It is my question.
That is instant karma. Yes.
That's good. That's actually a good question.
No, yes, I would. It was just nothing that I think I wanted to do at the time, but it's just something I felt I had to do, so absolutely would take it back.
What I think 90% of women would probably say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What class did he teach?
He was not a teacher.
Oh.
What sport did he coach?
He was my age.
Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for on this segment.
Burn
I'm just kidding. Who in your personal life have you been surprised that you had a sexual dream about?
This is for Bert.
God, we are pervy.
this is
what
goes. This is the jail, before 8:30
show.
Yeah,
it's 7:30 in the morning.
Jail, friend, pervy dream, virginity, pervy dream.
Who in your personal life have you been surprised you had a sexual dream about?
Don't
I want to answer honestly, but I'm like, I've been surprised. None of them have surprised me.
Gabby.
I remember. Yes, and I've talked about this on the air before. Remember, I had a sexual dream about my sister-in-law.
You did?
Oh, yeah,
really?
This was years and years and years ago.
Your
I talked
wife's
about it,
brother's
my wife's brother's wife.
Wife.
I couldn't figure out, for the life of me, even today I can't figure out why.
Had you just been like
around each other or something?
That weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I came home that week and I'm like, what? Really? Somewhere deep down in there?
We're doing two rounds of this?
Yeah.
Yours is an easy question.
Oh, this
answer.
One. This is a great one.
I got the worst one so far, by the way.
You did.
Are Jeff. We doing this draft style? So now you answer two and we go back the other way?
I wasn't planning on it. This is a good one for you to take, though.
All right.
What's your top complaint about our listeners?
Ooh.
They're there all the time.
Yeah, doesn't that suck?
No.
Yeah, doesn't that suck being part of a show that has ratings?
You had one yesterday.
I did?
Or is that not
yeah, no, I no, I could bring that one up. I don't really have a complaint about the listeners because I honestly appreciate them, but I do. I have a complaint about people in general, and I think it applies more to professionals,
okay,
or professional peers. But I have a complaint, and thank you, Melissa, for reminding me of this because I complained about it yesterday.
He was going off about it yesterday. So
when
that's why.
People think that between 5:30 and 10, when we're doing the show, that there is like access to us. So it's, hey, I'm going to stop by. Like people show up in the studio sometimes with, you know, a clown to promote the circus. They're like, yeah, I just need to get in the studio and let the Burt Show know the circus is in town. Like, seriously? Come on. Like, we're doing a show. Like, mm-hmm. It's not, I think so my complaint would be, and again, this applies more to business associates than peers, that while our job is very fun and very low-key, and I think we do a great job of making it appear easy, that there is still work that goes into it, and I would like a little more appreciation for the fact that when we are working, it really is work.
Sort of respecting those boundaries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The dude that I used to work with in Dallas used to tell his wife when they were first starting to go out, and she would call him during the show for like personal stuff, like to pick something up. He'd say, look, if Bon Jovi was on stage, would his wife be on the side stage going, hey, don't forget to bring up some milk when you get off stage? It was the same thing for him. Like, this is his stage right here.
I'm surprised she was calling him during the show.
Jen.
Yes.
Have you ever, you guys are sexual, man. Have you ever paid for sex or any sexual services?
No. Why would a woman have to?
That is very true.
So have you ever
you could just go down to the Buckhead bars.
Yeah.
I mean, I could walk to the 7-Eleven right now and walk up to, hey, would you like to? Yeah, sure,
That's actually our 8:15 bit.
Oh, good. Okay.
7-Eleven, random.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? Like that, mm-hmm. Women don't, that's a bad question to direct at a woman.
Melissa, true or false, I have a huge personal secret that I haven't shared with anybody on The Burt Show for fear it will be exposed on the air.
No, because I think the biggest skeleton in my closet is that I'm gay. And I think everybody knows that by now.
And you're serious, and you're serious about that thing?
Yeah, there are some people that actually think that I'm lying about it. No, that would have been the answer up until age 25, of course. But I think that by growing up with such what I considered a huge secret that would cause people not to love me anymore is what you think, then I think that since then it's, you know, that pretty much took the cake for my
if we asked that question to 22-year-old Melissa, would you have been paranoid that we knew?
Yes.
So it would have
you're
out.
Always paranoid. Yeah.
Oh my God, they know.
Yeah, when you're trying to hide something, and I think that's just the thing about hiding something is like it may seem for some people, you know, kind of alluring or something in the beginning, but it's so energy draining that it you always are paranoid about it.
If we were both 22 and you hadn't told us publicly, mm-hmm. I would have assumed you were a lesbian because you would have been ignoring me sexually.
But see, at
and
22,
the only
I
reason
was...
why is because you're a lesbian. You're just not attracted to dudes.
Right. Well, up until 22, I was going out with guys, so I did enough to get by.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a good one for you, Wendy, and it's probably one that came from you.
Perfect.
If you had to pick one person on the show to kiss for a solid 2 minutes, who would it be and why?
Wait, I've already done that. I mean, I've kissed a couple of you guys.
But
already.
This one, you get to choose.
You have to choose, and it's a solid 2 minutes.
Ooh, that's an eternity.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
Feeling oddly competitive right now.
golly. I'd have to go with Jen because I don't want to kiss any of the guys.
I knew she was going to say that. I knew you were going to take the easy way out on that.
Any of the guys to kiss. I've already kissed Bert. Uncomfortable. Jeff didn't. Yeah.
Well, because she knows that Jen will be equally uncomfortable. Right. They'll do the whole, like, right. Their lips out as much as possible.
The butt out. Yeah.
Like, you picked the one girl who's not into girls.
I said Jen
and
Melissa.
One person who's not into girls.
And the cool thing with Jen is you could go up her shirt and pretend it's a boy.
Oh, dude.
Oh, dude.
That was uncomfortable.
You're a jerk.
That is not
that.
True. I wear padded bras.
I drew an easy one for the last one. Do you think you're the best looking member of the show? Absolutely. I mean, it's not even close.
Awesome.
Still, I mean, we'll do these from time to time. They're still, I think that was an easy first round, to be honest with you. Jen, you drew a tough one.
Jen got a tough one.
Yeah.
But in general, I think that was a pretty easy first round.
Why
Except
do you want to make
yours.
It even more? I mean,
because it's just
why
not
do you want to sabotage
enough.
The show?
Hey, The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.